Then I turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4. There it was on the sports page. Only page that takes a firm position. Kind of like an honest politician. The kind you hardly find anymore. In fact, let's face it, the sports page is the only place to go when a fella wants to know the score.
The sports page on Thursday mornings, we get a chance to check in with Fred Friedman, Kyle Erickson, John Bauer. Are they with us?
I believe they are with us.
Okay.
Good morning.
I'm here, Heidi, but I can't get into your Zoom. What are we doing wrong? I understand.
I don't know why.
Let's just let it go. We just can't see your handsome mugs. That's all. I mean, we're still.
I got face made for radio.
Face made for radio. How about the receiver for Alabama football team?
Wow.
Oh.
Historic. Historic.
For those of you, the national championship game was on the other day, and he is like a man playing with Pony League players. Do you see it?
I did. I love underdog stories. You guys know that. And this young man was told that he wasn't big enough to play Division I football. And not only did he play Division I football, he turned in one of the better seasons a receiver has ever turned in, and became a real rarity. The Heisman Trophy Award is almost exclusively for quarterbacks anymore, for whatever reason. It's the glamour position, I guess. But was the best player on the field in the national championship game and won the Heisman. And with the NFL making really good use of really quick, agile guys like that these days, I think he's got a bright career at the next level, too.
Yeah.
I want you guys to think about this. In the national semifinal, the national championship games, he was far and away the best player on the field, an absolute superstar, 3 touchdown catches in each of them, playing against cornerbacks who will be immediate starters and first-round draft choices in April.
Yeah. He's got to be the number one pick, or is it going to be the quarterback?
He'll be the number one non-quarterback pick.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
You know.
Well, we know the Vikings don't need receivers. Okay, I want to ask you a question, Fred, and maybe Kyle know this too. My son sent me something the other day, and let me finish before you guys answer. He said that one of his buddies called him and said they used to be able to dunk on free throws. And I said, no, you can't dunk on free throws, because in all the slam dunk contests, nobody's been able to take off from the free throw line and dunk. But if my memory serves me right, could you take off at the free throw line and do a finger roll before you landed? Tell me I'm not dreaming. Is that true?
I believe there's a fair chance I'm wrong on it. My recollection is that you have to be behind the line when you release the ball on a free throw.
Well, the thing of it is, Fred, I remember Wilt Chamberlain doing something weird. I got to look at it.
I can answer this. You cannot dunk on free throws. However, you were able to leave the free throw line after the ball left your hand. You know what I'm saying? There was a time, which is why they started coaching, blocking out, putting people on the outside lane and blocking out the free throw shooter. Now you can't do that at all. But no, you couldn't dunk on them.
No, I'm not saying dunk, because nobody could dunk from the free throw line without jumping. But so, okay. All right. So there was never a situation where you could run and take off and do a finger roll like the Iceman and make a free throw.
No.
Uncle Google just verified it for me. You have to have both feet behind the line on a foul shot.
All right.
Correct.
Whew. Glad we got that. I'm glad I got that off my chest. Okay, let's talk about the Timberwolves. It was a disgrace.
Do we have to?
Well, here's the deal. I'm your typical fan. Third quarter, starting in the fourth quarter, 12-point lead? I knew it was over. And that's terrible. You got, it's just unbelievable how that happens, and it happens to him. I was reading the article today in the Star Tribune. Says Towns frustrated after Wolves squander lead. It's the NBA, not a boys' league. No boys allowed. So he's getting after some people. And it was embarrassing. You can't do that. They dominated the game. They played great. And then they got outscored by 23 points?
38-17 in the fourth quarter, I think it was. And, I don't know what was in Towns' head when he made that comment. To me, the boy, so to speak, who needs to find a different role is head coach Flip Saunders Jr. This is not the first time they have been badly outplayed and outcoached in the fourth quarter. And he seems like the nicest guy in the world, but he's just in way over his head. And the Wolves aren't a contending team now. They're not even a player or two away from being a contending team. But if the brass doesn't get a competent coach in, they are going to lose the heart and the mind of Karl Anthony Towns, their franchise player. And by the time they have enough talent assembled, the best players are going to want to get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
My attitude about the Timberwolves, about the NBA, has always been this. I want to draft players who were winners in high school and winners in college. And the Timberwolves have never been able to draft that. They draft flash. They draft somebody that has potential. And if you haven't won and where you came from, I'm not interested in you. And some of these players are playing for a paycheck. Some are playing for the next paycheck. I want players who are interested in winning.
Speaking,
and the Timberwolves never had that, which is why giving all that money and drafting Wiggins higher than anybody saw him was ridiculous. And they're still paying the price for that.
Yeah.
Well, they got Wiggins in a trade. Cleveland had drafted Wiggins.
Yeah.
Well, and then they traded for him right there on draft.
They traded for him and gave up Kevin Love, who had played for a winning program and was, not a top-tier superstar, but a really good glue guy. And I'm with you, Fred. Their draft woes are well-publicized and well-known. And it's interesting thinking about that with the 2021 draft, with the trade they made where they got rid of Wiggins, finally, thankfully. If they don't pick in the top three of the draft this year, they lose that first-round draft pick as a condition of the trade. And so cynics in Timberwolves land are wondering if they're kind of doing a soft tank to maximize the number of ping-pong balls they get in the draft lottery to try to make sure they don't lose that pick, which is a pretty sad state of affairs.
So
they're not going to do the pick. This is an outfit that drafted Flynn and McCants ahead of Curry. That's what I got. This is a team that said Ginobili couldn't play. I'm not a fan. I got no interest in that.
I'm already forgotten, but it reminds me, one of the worst things we ever did was that Butler thing. And who did we get rid of that's scoring like 30 points a game? I can't remember his name.
Zach LaVine.
Oh, my gosh. That was a gut-wrencher, too. Holy smokes.
That one, not to go too far down that rabbit hole, but I kind of get it. He had torn his ACL, and his game was based on explosiveness, and they had no way of knowing if he was going to return to his full athleticism after a really severe injury. So it sure looks bad in hindsight, though.
Well, Fred, you should be excited. You'll be sitting in front of the TV. I think the Wild open tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Get some popcorn out. And I know the Gophers men's team can't win on the road. Gophers women's team can't win. Gophers men's team play Michigan, I believe, today or tonight. And Michigan is just crushing everybody. Under the new coach, Juwan Howard. Right?
Yeah, Michigan and Wisconsin were, I think, two spots apart in the national rankings. And when they played, was it just last night or the night before? It was an NBA team against a Division II college team. Michigan looks like a juggernaut right now.
So, Heidi, you got a commentary?
Yeah, this just in from the senior correspondent. Diggins wins the Tour de Ski. Olympic gold medalist Jesse Diggins from Afton, Minnesota, added to a cross-country skiing record of achievements by becoming the first American to win the grueling 8-stage Tour de Ski last Sunday in Italy. It's one of the most coveted titles in cross-country racing. Norwegians had won the past seven tour titles and did not compete this year due to the pandemic. Diggins finished second in the final stage, a 10-kilometer freestyle mass start. She recorded two wins, six top three finishes over the eight races, and now she has the lead in the World Cup season point standings. She's now resting up before resuming World Cup competition January 23rd in Finland.
And then
I say this, Heidi. Jesse Diggins is rapidly moving up the list of all-time great Minnesota athletes.
Yeah, for sure. And then just
think about it.
And when they cross that finish line, they are done. They give everything they have and they pass out.
And I'm sure, you know, we're kind of negative about the Olympics in general a lot of times on this show, Fred and I anyway. But man, that the moment where Diggins had that incredible comeback win in the last Olympics was one of my favorite Olympic moments I can remember.
Well, I think
you take a look at their skiing by that Duluth kid from thousands of miles away doing the play-by-play. Here comes Diggins. That has been replayed over 100,000 times around the globe. And for her to successfully compete and defeat Russians, Finns, and Norwegians overseas, there's no way you can exaggerate how big a deal this is.
Well, when the new winner is crowned with a gold medal in breakdancing, we'll forget about Diggins in a minute.
No, I won't.
You know, we talked earlier this week, it's really spurring young people to get out skiing more with stuff like this. Mount Itasca, they're full in their classes. And, you know, it's really kind of exciting to have. Once again, I think, you guys, women's sports does it right in Minnesota, right?
They do it right.
So, Heidi, I need to ask you. We got a 17-year-old high school senior getting meaningful minutes for the University of Minnesota women's basketball team. Are you aware of that?
That's a first, isn't it, Fred?
First ever.
So how does it work?
They said if your this year doesn't count in terms of loss of eligibility, she cut a deal with her high school that says you have enough credits, you will graduate in January, and you're welcome to take classes at the University of Minnesota. And then since this year doesn't count for eligibility, Coach Whalen is playing her.
So she can play 5 years at the U.
Correct. And this, for people that don't know, this is a family of basketball players from Roseau. And they've dominated the small school women's basketball. And she's playing for the U. She can't play for the U and her high school. I don't want to give you that impression of the same sport. But right now she's at the U and she's playing.
That is interesting.
Hey, there's just one good thing 17. Coming from the pandemic, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because who knows how high school basketball is going to go, too. And, you know, she needs to keep playing.
Right.
Senior correspondent's got some hot stuff for us.
Yeah, you guys ready for trivia?
Is Fred excluded, or should I mute him, or should I put his mic down?
I don't know.
I'll mute myself. You guys tell me when to answer.
The theme for this week is two-sport athletes and other things, like what baseball Hall of Famer and Hollywood celebrity were married on this date in 1954?
Marilyn Monroe.
Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe.
That's right. Their marriage lasted 274 days.
We thought it would last forever.
Less than his batting average. That's less than his batting average. Way less than his batting average.
Far less.
Okay, so what outfielder from Whistler, Alabama, was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame on this date in 1987? He was the National League Rookie of the Year in 61, and he set the National League record for most consecutive games played at 1,117. 61, he was Rookie of the Year.
Name the team.
I don't know the team.
Okay, first name, because Fred knows. I can hear
initials?
It.
Initials?
BW.
Billy Williams?
Yep.
Good job, Kyle.
Hey, there's a shot in the dark.
Fred, did you know that?
Of course. I'm keeping quiet.
So what Dodger infielder surpassed Billy Williams' consecutive games played record in 1983?
Steve Garvey?
Yep. He still
not
has
a good
the
person,
record.
Heidi.
Not a good person?
Not a good person. A groupie in every port.
All right. Well, we've got one more question.
One more?
Name two athletes that starred in both baseball and football at Michigan State before going on to all-star careers in Major League Baseball.
Kirk Gibson's one.
And the not a good person.
Oh, Garvey went to Michigan State?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
So what other Michigan State alumni was an all-star on 5 world championship teams?
Oh, that's Magic Johnson.
Yep. What UCLA football star went on to a Hall of Fame baseball career?
Ooh, Kyle?
Tell me when you're ready.
I don't know this one.
Oh, it's like Kyle, we lost Fred, Kyle.
Fred, it's all you.
Jack Roosevelt Robinson.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
UCLA basketball and track star in the 80s and winner of 3 gold, 1 silver, and 2 bronze medals in Olympic track and field.
What sport was he good at in college at UCLA?
UCLA basketball and track. In the 1980s.
Tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead, Fred.
It's the sister-in-laws. It's Kersey or Joyner.
Kersey. Jackie Joyner Kersey. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking men's. Okay. All right. Okay.
What boxing champion was the first African-American to play in a PGA Tour event?
Give me a second. I can see him. I know who it is, but I can't think of his name. I can just see it. Floyd Patterson?
No. Heidi, no. I'm thinking it's Joe Louis.
Yep.
Yeah.
1952 San Diego opened despite a rule that restricted PGA membership to Caucasians.
Sure would like to know what he shot.
And finally, what Heisman Trophy winner and NFL star also competed in the two-man bobsled at the 1992 Winter Olympics?
Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
That's right. Mr. Thighs.
Nice job, you guys. That's it.
Whew.
That's it.
Fred, I expect a full play-by-play of the Wild game tonight, next Thursday.
No problem. I'm all over it.
All right. See you guys. Thanks a lot.
See you, folks.
Bye-bye.